Tiger Woods yesterday talking about how excited he is about this week's President's Cup. You'll be able to watch it right across the weekend and the 4 days. It's live on Channel 9 from 9 a.m. Thursday. Dal, you and I are going to be out there Thursday and Friday taking this show on the road.
We are fully dressed.
You are fully dressed.
We are a team fully dressed.
You are in full golf nuffy for the weekend, but it is a very, very exciting weekend. And I mentioned earlier that I was just walking along South Bank yesterday with the family. We were just having a little wander.
Yes.
And there are people everywhere. And it's well, at that stage, it was Monday. The excitement building is enormous. Alison Whittaker will be part of the Channel 9 coverage and was also out there at South Bank yesterday and joins us here on SEN Summer Breakfast. Good morning, Alison.
Good morning, boys.
Hey, hype's building really, really quickly for this one now, isn't it? Especially after what you saw yesterday afternoon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing. The budget and the hype for this event is second to none. It's a really cool thing to be a part of, actually.
We saw you out on the pontoon, I believe it was, yesterday, watching a few of the players just doing their short game. What was that experience like? And you speak about the build-up. Jack said he was walking around that area about 11 a.m. and it was already growing, yet that particular exhibition started at 4. There must be just a massive buzz from not only golf fans, but just people that are just excited to see some of these elite athletes in town.
Yeah, public transport was packed. We had a rehearsal at 12 and I could barely get on the tram to get into the city, which is awesome. That's exactly what you want, especially on a really, really hot day. But no, we all got there. It was really cool down there. Just the way that they kind of built the event up, about triple the amount of people we usually see for an event in terms of infrastructure and management as well. There's so much stuff that goes on behind the scenes, trying to get the players down safely from the hotel, feeding them through. We had the two Junior President's Cup teams all out there and they were just absolutely living the dream. I was out, you know, the only man on the island, really, on my own. And I was pretty safe to take some pot shots at the boys if they missed the green, which was really fun. I don't think Cam Smith was that impressed when I told him to take his iron covers off, though, when he left it short in the water. That went down a dream.
You might need to steer clear of Smitty on the weekend. How much of that, then, Alison, is attributed to Tiger wholly and solely? I mean, there are great names coming out here for this event, but Tiger is a name that transcends golf. He's one of the biggest sporting names worldwide.
He is the needle. He doesn't push the needle. I think he is the needle. And he, honestly, I think he's kind of taken sole possession of the responsibility of golf, really, for the last 20 years. And it shows at events. Everyone wants to see him. Everyone wants to see him in person. They want to hear what he has to say. They hang on his every word. And this year in particular, you know, with him coming in as a playing captain, it's only the second time that's ever happened. And I think it was the first ever edition that it did happen way back in the mid-90s. So that's kind of taken everything up to even another level from when he was here last, you know, for his last two visits to Royal Melbourne. So, the hype's growing and everyone's just waiting to see how he's going to manage it. Mm.
And you're out on course Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Starts with a four ball from 9:30 a.m. on particular Thursday. Is there a group or someone that you're excited to see?
I like watching Justin Thomas. I have to say, he's sneaky competitive. You know, he looks like the guy that you want to go and have a beer with. But he's got so much inner fire.
Yes.
And I'm kind of curious as to who the Aussie crowds are going to get behind on the international team. Like, we've been discussing who's the player that's going to get kind of, you know, the cult Aussie following. Sometimes it goes with the Japanese players. I think maybe it might be Waqo Neiman this year. I feel like he's kind of this young bloke that just is so cruisy, and he's a bit of an unknown entity in the fact that he's a rookie and we're not quite sure what to expect from him, but I wouldn't be surprised to see him go 5-0-0 and just have one of those incredible seasons for the President's Cup.
And I'm sure Tiger's been asked a million times already, but what's your take on how much he plays opposed to being the captain and, I guess, guiding the team around on course?
Well, we've been hearing different rumours.
Yeah.
Originally, they said that they're only going to put him out, you know, two or three times. And I say they're going to put him out, he's going to put himself out. but he's not the kind of guy to shy away from the limelight, Tiger. It's in his nature. It's why he's been the incredible player that he is. I would be amazed if we didn't see him play at least three or four matches. I don't think he'll play five. I think that would be silly. even he would probably put his hand up and say, I probably shouldn't do this, given how much they actually have to do before they even tee the ball up, in terms of announcing the pairings tomorrow afternoon, press conference every day, and the media and the events that go around. There's the gala dinner tonight as well. So I'm going to say he's going to play, I'd say at least 3 or 4 is the number for me.
The course itself, Alison, you understand the course and the surroundings as well as anyone. Whose hands does it play into more, this design at Royal Melbourne?
Definitely the internationals. Yeah, I think they've been trying to get the golf course as hard as and fast as possible. I've been hearing that they've got this thing called the Clayhammer, right, which sounds like something off Thor. But it's essentially this machine that tests, you know, the gravity and kind of the density of the greens. And usually, you know, you kind of drop this metal ball in it and it makes a little dint in the greens. Apparently it bounced yesterday.
Oh.
So it sounds like things are firming up, which because of that, you know, it's hard and fast. On the US tour, they don't get much of it. Mm. And it's something that I think international players are far more accustomed to. The only time the US players really get really quick fairways, really quick greens is during a US Open. But I was having a chat with Stuart Appleby yesterday, and he said, watching the Junior President's Cup, because he was the captain for the international side, he said to the boys, you're going to be out on the course, you're going to be playing your guy, but this golf course is just going to be, it's going to keep you on your toes. It's going to keep reminding you, hey, I'm here, don't let your guard down. And he said he's never seen more conceded putts because guys were just out of the hole before they even got
really?
To the green.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
In match play. So it's a real golf course that holds its own, and it's a bit of a moody one, which is always fun to watch.
Alison, you mentioned who we're going to adopt as our own from the international team. What about from the Americans, the villain? And a text has just come through. I'm taking my bucket and spade to Royal Melbourne on Thursday to encourage Mr. Reid. What can we expect from our fans?
I think we can expect a little bit of fire.
Yeah.
You know, even some of the Aussie boys. You know, Cam Smith was not holding his blows in his press conference at the end of last week. Patrick Reid is one of those guys that he's usually quite nice to be around, in all fairness, but he seems to get himself just in these situations. And I've heard maybe we might be listening to a little Metallica.